Hello, and welcome to Ghostbeats, a horror podcast. I'm Todd. I'm joined by my wife, Becca. Hello.
Hi.
Today, we watched Sleepaway Camp from 1983. This is directed by Robert Hiltzik, and apparently he has only done this and Return to Sleepaway Camp. Hmm. Take what you will from that. Okay. But this is a movie that... We actually watched a little while ago. We rewatched it, and I love this movie.
I love this movie, yeah. Too.
I guess just to set up, this is a pretty basic slasher, like, from the 80s. There's not really much I could say about the plot without just completely giving it away.
Yeah.
It's an 80s slasher.
Yeah, it's that typical campy horror film.
Yeah, from that period when there were, like, a billion of these coming out.
Yeah.
But we'll talk a little bit in general, not spoil anything. And then after that, we'll get into the spoilers, the good stuff. So in general, I mean, I already said I love it. I know you love it. Mm-hmm. We're both big fans of this movie. Mm. I know for me, when we first watched it, we watched it kind of late in general terms, I guess, mm-hmm. As a horror fan. Because I feel like this is considered kind of a classic and...
Yeah, I could definitely see this as a staple.
Yeah, and neither of us had seen it. I think you hadn't even really heard anything about it, mm-hmm. which was interesting to me, because for me, I always saw it as just some dumb, corny slasher, but I knew about the ending. Mm-hmm. I knew that it had this, like, iconic ending. I'd seen pictures of it, I'd seen videos of it, but I always felt like, well, I don't need to see the movie, because the movie's probably really dumb. I've already seen the important part, you know? Mm-hmm. So when we watched it, I thought it was so interesting that you hadn't seen anything of the ending, considering you're also a big horror fan.
Yeah.
I guess you just never ran across it.
No, I think... I don't know how it did when it first came out. It was... What year? Like
83,
yeah. So I don't know much about how popular it was, if this was more like a cult classic kind of thing, where it came on a little later.
Yeah.
And people found out about it. But I know my parents had seen it. I had never seen it. Yeah, they'd love the movie.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But they had never talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's, I should say, like, for this podcast, we aren't doing any fucking research.
No. So,
like, and I just want to have a regular conversation.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know how it was received. Yeah, it's a little easier this way. And I think it's, I think it's more interesting than if you're just regurgitating shit that everyone knows.
Yeah.
You know? But, yeah, I remember we just decided we might as well see this because we eat up, like, everything. So it starts becoming hard to find stuff to watch.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, we might as well see this thing because it's kind of iconic. And, yeah, I was fully expecting, like, okay, the ending would be cool, which obviously we'll get into in spoilers because I'm sure mm-hmm. there's still people who don't know about it. But, I was expecting nothing from the movie, and what's extra funny is I think between us, as far as horror tastes go, mm-hmm. I think you're more into, like, the older, like, classic stuff.
Yes.
I have trouble. I feel like I have the, like, ADHD brain when it comes to that. Like, I have trouble keeping up with that, the pace of, like, the older stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm, like, zoomer brained in that way. You're zoomer brained in, like, every other way, but... For some reason, you can appreciate, like, the classics more than I can. So I wasn't expecting much from the movie. I think you were more excited than I was to watch it.
This is right up my alley.
Yeah.
Which is why I also have no idea how I never came across it.
Yeah, it's strange. I mean, I think it was more that I was in a lot of weird online communities that... We're just always trying to show, like, shocking stuff, you know? So that just was natural that I'd come across it at some point because I'm a fucking freak. But yeah, the thing I was surprised by is I feel like this movie, it walks on this tightrope that is, like, impossible to find because you can't achieve the formula here intentionally. I think it has to happen kind of unintentionally.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely does.
But it's like the movie, it's so bad.
It is so bad.
Poorly made. I'm sorry. I don't mean to, like, shit on creators.
Because I mean, every aspect of it is
not. Oh, yeah. We'll get to that.
Just to say.
But I don't want it to come off like I'm shitting on a creator here, because I think it wound up being like gold, you know? But it's like, yeah, the acting, the dialogue, the pacing, like everything about it is so awkward and not great. But it rides that line where it's like, it is so entertaining, you know? And I think there's a lot of movies like this. I hate the mentality of like, oh, it's so bad, it's good. Or like liking stuff ironically. I've always thought that was like obnoxious. Like for me, it's like, if something is good and I'm appreciating it, then like it's good. You know what I mean? Like, so this movie, like as silly and stupid as it is, it's so much fun to watch that it's like, I just love it. It's just great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. I also want to say, like, liking a movie ironically, like, I definitely have movies that are like that. Like, Thanksgiving or whatever it is.
That's how I feel, is like, I don't think about it ironically. Yeah. To me, it's like, I have fun with that, and I like that movie, too.
I mean, I like it. I like the way that the story is. It's so, extravagant and extra.
Yeah.
Like, everything is just bigger and more exaggerated, and I think that that's fun. So I don't know if I'm actually ironically liking it.
I just feel like, fuck it. Like, I'd rather just be genuine and just say I like it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That mentality always felt like kind of, what's the word? I don't know. Like, it's just trying too hard. I don't know. Like, to be, it almost feels like deliberately being, like, contrarian. Or something.
Yeah,
like,
okay, you're just, I see what you mean.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just don't believe in that. And
no, I 100% don't believe in that either.
Yeah, so I think, like, very quickly watching this, it's like, it's just so weird that we kept looking at each other like, what? Like, what is going on? And that became, like, the fun of watching the movie. And then the icing on top is that the effects for the kills are, like, actually good.
Yeah.
They're like they feel like they don't belong in this movie.
Well, yeah, that and the cinematography isn't like groundbreaking, but they're good at telling the story when it comes to the kills.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Stuff like that. That's something I noticed.
Totally. So, but yeah, the kills,
special
effects, well, we can get in that in the spoiler section, but yeah, so the effects are really good, and then it has the iconic ending, which is also problematic, so we'll touch on that in the spoiler part too, but it makes it into this like this perfect formula that like shouldn't be as fun to watch as it is, but it is. And that's what I'm saying about like, I don't think you can deliberately recreate this, and and plenty of movies have tried. There's sequels to this that tried, which maybe we'll talk about at some point if I can stomach watching them again, because I know you like them more than I did. I think you carried forward the same enjoyment of like trash into those. But I could not, because I think that was the other thing I was thinking watching this, is I feel like with horror, the worst sin is if it's boring. What I mean? Like, boring horror is the worst to watch, you know, as long as something's entertaining like this is.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things I like so much about horror, is that you can have stuff like Sleepaway Camp that is so stupid, but it is legitimately like fun to watch and entertaining. And then you can have the like high cinema, whatever you want to call, type of horror as well. Like there's a big spectrum.
Yeah.
And very hard to make this work.
Mm-hmm.
But did you have any other like general thoughts about this movie?
Nothing that doesn't have spoilers in it.
Okay.
I mean, I like the movie.
Yeah.
Like.
So yeah, we both really, really like the movie. So now I guess we can just get right into the spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the movie, like every step of the way, it's just fucking strange. Like from the mother in the beginning and the way she's acting,
the
like
acting
she's
so bad
in a completely different movie, to like so much random stuff happening, like the water balloon fight on like a random rooftop, like there's so many scenes that just don't make, there's like all these pedophiles at the camp, like
that's concerning.
It's so fucking weird.
Yeah,
and even just the way they're treating the main character, what's her name?
Angela.
Angela. is just like such weird, like mean shit, which I guess it's like, it's the 80s, at least like in 80s movies, I feel like this is standard that people are just fucking mean. Yeah. There's bullies everywhere. That one's funny because I always expected, like when I would go to high school, that there would be all these bullies and shit.
Yeah, you get shoved into a locker.
Yeah, because you grow up watching that stuff. And like, no, like there were no bullies. Like everyone was super nice.
I mean, I had some bullies.
Oh, yeah. I guess we're not all so lucky.
Yeah.
But was it like this kind of bullies?
No, they weren't trying to kill me.
That's good. Okay. But yeah, everything in it is so weird. And I felt like... Maybe it was spoiled for... You could tell me how you felt, because it might have been spoiled for me since I knew the ending, but they really set it up like her cousin, like the main male character, is the killer.
Mm-hmm.
And watching it, like... I don't think... It was, like, way late, like, when the one, the head of the camp is accusing him, that I was like, oh, were they trying to imply, like, he was the one? Did you... Who did you think the killer was at first? Do you remember?
I don't know, because what was that, like... 2017, 2018, we watched that.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah. I don't remember my first reaction, but, like, of course I know now.
Yeah.
So it's like I was watching it now, through that lens, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I just, that was another one of those things that just felt, like, very poorly executed. Yeah. I guess it was, like, masculine-looking hands, but even that, like, I couldn't really pick up on. So it's probably something that was, like, in the script that just didn't come across.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't think... You know, I'm pretty sure I didn't really ever think that it was her cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
None of it really makes sense, but...
No. Yeah. I mean, I guess, like, they were trying to show, like, how overprotective he was of her.
Like, I think maybe. But I think that was part of what they were trying to imply, but it just didn't come across.
At all.
But it is funny how, like, everyone's so mean. Even the, like, nice guy boy is, like, kind of a shithead, pushy.
No, he's not a nice guy. He's just pretending to be a nice guy.
I think it's, like, that's the sarcastic nice guy. Yeah. He's, like, a fuck boy.
Yes.
Yeah. But, and then, the older people are, like, all fucking pedophiles.
Yeah.
Except for, like, there's the counselors. There's the one with the big titties. The guy.
Yeah.
The male. Yeah. Okay, I just clarified. Because that sounds so fucking horrible. I would never say that. I hope you know that.
Well, see, I knew what you were talking
about.
Yeah,
I know, because we kept saying it during the movie.
Commenting how big his tits were.
It was a male counselor with big ass titties. And it was so distracting. I'm sorry. And then the other counselor is, like, Italian as fuck with, like, a cutoff with a hairy stomach sticking out. It was so... But those guys were, like, the only nice people in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, other than her cousin.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's very wholesome, very nice when there's, like, other people who are straight-up pedophiles and shit in the movie. Which, that was fucking wild. Like, the
like,
chef
why
guy.
Did that need to be there?
I don't know. It was so gross.
Like, sometimes I get, like, they set up a character so, like, you really don't like him.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right.
They went too far. Like, it's like, all right, like, we get it.
Like, he could have been a bad guy, like, without all that.
I know, because we even were saying, like, why would you want to be in this role? Where, like, you meet somebody, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm an actor. He's like, oh, what have you been in? Like, like, I would never show that to anyone.
No.
You couldn't pay me enough money to do that. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just not, I'm not a true artist, you know?
I don't think that makes
sense. But yeah, and his death, I think that was the first big surprise, because, I mean, ignoring that it was such a comically large pot, it made no sense. I don't know how it was, like,
it's like
feasibly
four
that
feet tall.
It made no sense. But when, it gets tipped on him. And he gets burned really bad.
Who would have guessed that's what was going to happen with the 4 foot tall?
I know. As soon as I showed, I was like, this is going to have to pour on somebody.
Yeah.
But when you see the effects when he's on the ground and like the bubbles are moving, like it's so gross. And I can remember the first time we saw it being like, whoa, this feels like it's from a different movie.
Yeah. The special effects are really, really good.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And it really set it up because I think all the kills after that, like, the guy who drowned, his effects were, like, super creepy.
Yeah.
And the bee cheese on the other person's face was insane. And even the kill with the bully girl, even though it's like, it's a perfect, like, you know, how do you call it?
What are you describing?
It's a perfect example of like showing less and like portraying more, because it shows like basically nothing. Like there's no gore or anything, mm-hmm. but it winds up being one of the most shocking kills in the movie.
Yeah.
And I think I remember, this is with the hair curling iron that she was previously using in the dark with no mirror. She commented on. But yeah, that you just basically see the shadow of it coming towards her, and then you see her hands go up, like the shadows of her hands. And it's so effective.
It is.
So that's like, I have to give him so much credit for coming up with that. It's like iconic and very effective.
Yeah, and then also the kill where the counselor's in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
She's showering really bad.
Just like rubbing her chin for like 2 minutes straight.
But besides that,
she
starts like, all she's really doing is just leaning up against the wall and squirming. And then they're showing like the knife going through and the wall and blood coming out, which is like a really cool way to set that up.
It feels like a smart way to use like a low budget. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's such a simple thing to shoot. Like you have one side, you have her just squirming.
Yeah.
And the other side is them just like cutting through paper and having like jam come out.
Yeah.
But it's super effective.
Yeah.
Like, that's... And really gotta give them props.
When they show, like, the kill, like, there's this really good special effects that come along with it. Because she had this really long scar on her back.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really well done.
Yeah, and she had, like, bruises and stuff and looked like a dead body. Yeah, it's very, very good at doing more with less. Yeah. I think that's what I was trying to say. But, yeah, and then even the part where, like, the young... campers are killed.
Yeah, that's super effective.
Because they were just some kids that laughed. Like, I guess they deserve to die.
Yeah.
But that also was like, it's just a still shot, but it's still like shocking.
Yeah.
And I think I remember reading that and the other kill with the curling iron.
Mm-hmm.
I think those were edited in some way. It might be that like, but I don't remember if they were edited just for the cinema and we're seeing the like uncut. Or if that footage is lost and it was even crazier than what we saw. I don't know. I don't remember. And I'm not looking it up.
I am. I'm curious.
You can look it up after. But yeah, it all leads up to the big finale with... I'll just say there's going to be times in this podcast where we approach subjects that we are just not equipped to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So all we can kind of do is point it out. And in this case... Yeah. So the big reveal is that this girl, Angela, is actually a boy, but she was, like, traumatized by losing her family, and then her aunt who took her in insists on, you know, him being a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But then that winds up being this thing that's set up that, like, oh, she's fucked up, and that makes her kill people, and then the shocking reveal that, oh, she was a boy. It's, like, it feels very, like, kind of transpanic, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely not a good look. It's not cute.
Yeah, so it didn't age well. So I just want to point that out, that, like, that element, it doesn't look great in the lens of 2023.
No. If you block out all of that stuff and you just look at the actor's face. Yes.
If you just take it for what it is.
Yeah.
So just wanted to say that. But it is like the way they portray it is like very shocking and very effective.
Yeah.
Because I remember the first time we watched it, you know, like I said, I knew it was coming, so I was just waiting for it.
Mm.
I remember when it happened, you like audibly gasped because I guess it was like so shocking. And it was like, wow, they really did something with that.
Yeah.
Because it's the fact that it's this weird prosthetic face that the actor's wearing.
It's like so uncanny valley and scary.
Yeah, it's like, it's not even, to me, it wasn't even so much that, oh, it's a guy.
It was just anybody. Like,
yeah, it just looked so shocking. And the face that they were making
and they
with their
like
mouth
open.
And they
have blood dripping down from their face.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's so jarring. Just the whole.
Yeah, it's very shocking.
The still of just the face with the mouth opens, like burned into my brain.
It's
pretty scary.
They burn it into everyone's brain when they have that still shot that like fades to that green color. It's so weird, but But yeah, that was the thing, I guess, about this movie that kind of put it in horror history. Because you have to think, without that, the rest of the movie is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But that ending is that what ending really takes it over the top.
It's just insane. It really reminds me of Pearl.
Yeah.
When at the end she spoiler.
Hold on, this isn't the Pearl episode. We haven't warned about that.
There's a spoiler there, but
it's similar.
The way that they show the ending reminds me of that, like, you know.
I can see that. Yeah, totally. But yeah, so I think at the end of the day, I remember being like so shocked by how much I liked it when we first watched it. So I know I rated it like very high. And watching it again, I think like it didn't have that same effect because I'd already been surprised by it, you know? And I think it's a movie that's great to go into kind of blind. But I still had a lot of fun with it now. Mm-hmm. There's still like so much to appreciate. This is the kind of movie I would love to watch in like a group of people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's just fun.
Yeah.
So.
I like the campy fun horror movies.
Yes. So still a great movie. How did you feel watching it now compared to the first time?
Oh, I love it just as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love watching this movie.
It's great. But I guess that's all I have to say. Do you have any other final thoughts you wanted to
make? Sorry if I spoiled Pearl.
that's pretty vague. It's all right. It's not like the exact same scene or anything.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah. But then, yeah, I guess if that's it, we could just say follow us. If you go to ghostbeast.com, that'll have all our links and everything. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you can look for us on social media. Most places we're Ghost Beast Pod, because a ghost beast is apparently some kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh like character. I don't know. But if you go to ghostbeast.com, it'll point you everywhere, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. But yeah, and you can also reach us at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Send us any horror movies you want us to watch, because we are very open. We're struggling right now because we can't cover movies released in 2023 in support of the strike. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the strike doesn't affect us. We're not in the Writers Guild or anything, but we stand in solidarity of stuff like that.
Oh, it's just SAG on strike right now.
True, right.
But they're striking in solidarity. But
yeah,
they've reached their contract.
Yes. So we're mostly kind of, we're looking to older stuff, and that means rewatching a lot of stuff, but we're always open to seeing stuff that we have not seen, even though that list is like getting smaller.
Yeah.
So if there's any like gems out there you can think of that maybe we haven't seen, or if you just want to hear us talk about something, go ahead and send it to us. Mm-hmm. But that's it. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
Thank you for listening to Ghost Beast.
If you're feeling exhausted, puffy, anxious, foggy, gaining weight, or just not like yourself, you're not imagining it. Women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s are experiencing massive hormonal shifts, and no one is explaining what's actually happening. I'm Katie Whalen, co-founder of Joy. I built Joy because I lived this. The fatigue, the mood swings, the weight changes, the confusion. Your symptoms are biological, not personal. And AI-generated lab reports won't fix them. Every Joy lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who specializes in women's hormones and connects every biomarker to how you feel. Energy, metabolism, mood, sleep, skin, weight, everything. Then, we personalize real solutions. Hormone therapy, peptide therapy, supplements, and lifestyle protocols. Get started at joyandblokes.com today. This month, new customers get 50% off labs, and you can add our estrogen face cream for just $1 with clinician approval. Use promo code PODCAST at joyandblokes.com.